Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
We will honor all the martyrs.
We will honor all the martyrs.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, ah, that's how it always starts.
Overnight in New York City, a tense drama unfolding at Columbia University.
But then later there's running and screaming.
NYPD officers using a SWAT-style truck to enter Hamilton Hall by force.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! Guys! Guys!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We should have been a peaceful protest. It has basically been co-opted by professional outside agitators.
But I'm not going to be stampeded or blackjacked because some outside agitators themselves have accused us of police brutality.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Someone just tweeted out some sound of the Fordham College students in Lincoln Center getting the word that they'd all been suspended. Nice talk for some people from a Catholic college. Good Lord. Bleep you pigs. Screaming it.
Yeah, I can't play that one without censoring it.
So. No, I'm just saying, but maybe there's something else. I sent it to Taylor, but if that's all there is, forget about it. I just summed it up for you. I thought maybe there would be something else, some good screaming or yelling or... Like it's exam time, man. They got to go home and listen to Afro Man. I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing if you. I mean, I guess like the Fordham alum from Maine said, they're kind of happy that that the administration stepped in, but they've come a long way from Vince Lombardi and Frankie Frisch and. It's a pretty good school. They got a nice garden too up there, but that's in the Bronx. This is like a different place, I guess. 844-500-4242 They just took some aerial footage of the Columbia scene last night, the encampment, and then the scene this afternoon, and it's really nice. It's a heartwarming. Change. All the tents are gone. All the potta-potties are gone, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Time now for the chump line.
My gosh, the American universities have really let us down. All those protesters on campus, and they had to bring in outside agitators. We don't even have kids who can protest anymore.
He's got a point. I don't think they needed too many outside agitators in the 60s and 70s. I mean, they talked about outside agitators in the South and all that, but there were very few outside agitators on campus. However, it looks like they're here today.
Yeah, is that George Soros? Is he getting a break from Amazon buying all those tents for those pukes on the college campuses? I was just wondering.
Well, we don't know that, but it's George Soros type figures. And how about do they also get a discount on the, buying the massive orders, tens of thousands of Hamas Nazi flags? And how about all the scarves, too? They all got the same kind of scarves. They all got the, it's... It, is that, do they all have the same checkered pattern? It's like, in a kitchen, everybody wears the same kind of pants. And on these demonstrations, everybody's wearing the same kind of scarves. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com.
And now, another excerpt from Paperboy, My Life in Media, as read by the author.
My Shetland sheepdog was aggressive and untrainable and constantly terrorizing the chickens. At that moment, I decided I had to put him down. Unfortunately, I didn't have a gun, so I kicked him from the second floor balcony. But like a bad penny, he was back at the front door the next day. Fortunately, there was a young Harvard Law School student in the neighborhood named Barry who said he'd be glad to have the dog.
Wow. That was quite a... That was, you know, my dog Stanley, who got... He jumped down when I lived in Somerville. But that was before Barry moved into the neighborhood. And Barry lived on the other side of Somerville. He lived on Winter Hill, basically, believe it or not, I think. But, you know, I did have chickens. And my chickens, though, were killed by some kind of predator, wild animal. And I also had chickens that started eating their eggs, but I didn't kill the chickens. You know what I did with the... I told you what I did with the chickens that started eating their eggs.
And what did you do?
I knew a guy that worked at the Herald who had a barn up in New Hampshire, and he boarded horses. And so he always had to worry about rats coming into the barn because they consume the manure from the horses. So if you bring in chickens, the chickens will eat it. So it was. So I moved the chickens out, the four that were left, and then I bought six more new chickens.
Once they get a taste for the eggs, you got to.
It's over.
Rid of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's over. It's time for Chick-fil-A.
The Secret Service thinks that Major and Commander deserve the same treatment Cricket got.
Yeah, or that Chloe got, the missing dog down in Canton. Where is Chloe? One of the many enduring mysteries of Norfolk County.
After the Tufts students threatened to boycott the commencement, the faculty of Tufts responded with, "Great, be a lot shorter and less boring this year."
978, these patriotic UNC frat boys have now received over $100,000 in donations to throw them a huge kegger party. He calls it a rager party. Yeah, I don't know. I hadn't heard about that, but they won't have to buy a round this summer in Myrtle Beach, I'll tell you that.
Now the Nazis want us to bring them food and drink. I say deliver soap to try and quell the stink. There's only one way to make them pay, and that's a mandatory sentence in the clink.
That's right. This summer I hear the splashing. Four wet in Harvard Yard. Still my favorite song. Next to Hunter Got High and Lemon Pound Cake, of course.
Hello, Uber Eats. Do I have an emergency? This is to be delivered to the protesters at Columbia University that are at risk of dying. 1,000 bagels, 200 pounds of lox, 5 gallons of cream cheese. Please hurry.
That's it. You don't call DoorDash anymore. You call Intifadash. Intifadash. Or DoorDash.
I think the protesting college people should have their food and water brought to them by a mime.
508, I'm calling BS on the chicken story. What? How could I make that up? It's a stupid story. I wouldn't be making it up. If it was a made-up story, it would be a better one than that.
Slutsky? How much you want to bet she had her name changed?
I read that this morning, and you know, it's one of those things. Again, truth is stranger than fiction, and her name is King hyphen Slutsky, S L U T Z, not S Z K Y.
It's probably pronounced Slutsky, but nobody's pronouncing it Slutsky.
No. Are you kidding?
You don't give up a great gift like that.
King Slutsky. And someone else said this is, especially for a non-binary age that we live in, it's not Queen Slutsky, it's King Slutsky.
Whatever. Are we going to get some food? I totally don't, like, get the whole thing with consequences. Like, I don't know. And my parents, they were so, like, chill. I mean, like, is this what we want for a society?
Yeah, I like the fact too that she's a strategist, King Slutsky. She's a strategist for the media. That was a great strategy. You had to go out there and demand something that hadn't even been taken away from you, and then to talk about dying from dehydration.
Say, Ed, did you hear that Prince Charles is feeling better?
You are correct, sir.
His spokesman said he's already back to his rigorous schedule of doing nothing.
Yeah, they reported in the Daily Beast last week that he had a really bad form of cancer. I'd heard the same thing from people who were in the know in the UK. But then the story was so devastating that he had to come out. They had to put out a story saying he was okay and he's feeling better. But I don't think that's true.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Now people are saying, we get it. Your chickens went to the farm. I gave them away. They really did go to the farm. The guy had a barn.
This in your book?
No, it was Joe Heaney, the guy I mentioned in the book, who gave me a lot of my great lines. You know, like Bad Ice Cube and We Owed It to Ourselves and It Won't Be Down for Breakfast. It's the same guy. But
you didn't take the Christy Gnome route and talk about killing your chickens.
No, I didn't kill my chickens. It was tough. I had this little coop outside, and you go out one day to feed them, and one of them's got his head ripped off or her head ripped off. Yikes. That's bad. Why would I kill my chickens? They were giving me eggs every day.
You get hungry.
Yeah, I wasn't. It was easier to go to the supermarket. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message just now, you may be able to hear it at 7 o'clock. That's when we post our second Chump Line of the day, Chop Chumps, with the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. Chop Chumps, available wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com. Local Silver Mint.
Slutsky? How much you want to bet she had her name changed to that?
This will shock you to learn that she's pretty much disappeared from social media today. So this often happens in such cases as this, even when you're a leftist social political strategist. I'm Howie Carr.
Leave a message for the big guy. Call the Chump Line. 844-500-4242. Press 2 and leave your message. Then listen every weekday at 5 to catch the best messages of the day.
One of them may be yours.
He's Howie Carr.
Mama's Lemon Pound Cake. It tastes so nice. It made the sheriff want to put down his gun and cut him a slice.
You know, a lot of people have heard the Afro Man interview last hour. They've watched they've watched Hunter Got High. They're really enjoying it. But you got to check out Lemon Pound Cake, too. It's also excellent.
Yeah, and the podcast with the Afro Man interview is just about to go up, so make sure in a few minutes you check out your feed.
He's great. We will try to have him on when he's here in this area at the end of the month. 844-500. We'll even get him some. If he wants to come in, we'll get him some lemon pound cake.
We'll do our best.
Oh, I think we can find him some lemon pound cake.
I mean, we'll do our best to bring him in.
Oh, that's right.
Lemon pound cake, I have no problem getting. I can't promise Afro Man in
right,
studio.
Right. It would be great, though, if he could come. come in.
Bring you some lemon pound cake tomorrow. That's not a problem.
There are all kinds of places to get lemon pound cake. I bought lemon pound cake in most of them in this area and most other areas, too, wherever I've been. Anyway, okay, time for the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is what was your favorite part of the Columbia University bust? King Slutsky claiming Nazi hippies would die of dehydration, co-eds screaming as they were being lugged by NYPD, a co-ed screaming, "It's finals, can I go home?" A janitor in a Yankees cap slugging a Nazi, or City Hall saying protests were started by outside agitators?
I like the guy in the Yankees cap slugging the Nazi after he said, "You're not making enough money to be doing this."
38% say the janitor in the Yankees cap. 18% say King Slutsky and co-eds being lugged by the NYPD. 17% say it's finals, can I go home?
Okay. Emma has cleaned up the initial reaction of the Fordham Rams or Ramettes. To being suspended on campus a little over an hour ago, so this is what we've got after the bleeps. Nice talk.
Brings back great, great memories.
Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon. Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon. Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon.
Did you gals talk like that to Mother Superior? Did you talk like that to Sister Julie at the local Our Lady of Prolonged Suffering, Gooey Deaths? Come on. What kind of language is that for somebody from a... What kind of language is that from any school? Parochial, private, public? God. 844-500-4242. Again, I feel sorry for parents who are into the graduations and commencements. And I know there are some. I just wasn't one of them. But, you know, it means something to people. And now they're going to be denied it because of their hippie scum children. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Don't have much time, Dennis. Go ahead.
Howie, since they were old enough to understand, I've always told my kids that I want them to be smart enough to get admitted to the Ivy League schools and wise enough to enroll elsewhere. Second, I told them never to enroll in an art institute.
Yes.
But Biden is canceling $6.1 billion in student loans for art institute attendees
because it
makes them largely unemployable. Is he terminating any pending student loan applications to art institutes to prevent future needs for bailouts?
Yeah, I mean, what a waste of time for these students, you know. Not, even if they get bailed out, they've wasted all this time. I agree with you, Dennis. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. Take some more calls on the hippies on the campuses. I'm Howie Carr.
From the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Yeah, if Afro Man wants to come in, we know where we're going to get the lemon pound cake from. We're going to get it from Fabrizia's in Salem, New Hampshire. They do cheap bastard deals with us, and they usually send me a they call it lemon loaf. They send it around Christmas time. Oh my God, it's the best. It's lemon pound cake is what it is, but they call it lemon loaf. I just looked up the recipe. This is the glaze. This will give you some idea what kind of cake it is. Glaze recipe. 1/4 cup Fabrizio Limoncello. That's the Italian liqueur after dinner. Super sweet. 1 stick of butter and 1 cup of sugar. That's the glaze.
Yum, 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 yum.
Oh, boy. Mm. They always send us a nice package at Christmas time around the Cheap Bastard deal. I'll share the cookies and even the limoncello, but not the lemon loaf. That's all for me. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Timmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Timmy.
Hi, Howie. Can you imagine if these stupid kids in these protests, if they did this like a year from now when Trump's in office, he'll have full immunity and he'll just send the troops in and just gun them all down. That'll teach him a lot.
Well, I don't think he'd gun them all down, but, you know, he would just I think the colleges are losing their, you know, their tolerance for these people. I mean, look at it took Fordham, you know, which is in New York City. It's a Catholic school, but it's in New York City. It took them 12 hours to move in. I mean, that's not long. You know, the George Washington University in D.C. wanted to bring in the cops, and the city administration won't let them go in. You know, they turned on the sprinkler at Harvard. They're losing their. You know, they look what they did in UT. They arrested them at University of South Florida. They busted them up. Actually, UCLA, that was an interesting case. The pro-Israeli demonstrators just got tired of what was going on, and there's a lot of Jewish neighborhoods around there, like Brentwood, Beverly Hills, Bel Air. A lot of Jewish people. There are a lot of Israeli expatriates in that area. They all went in at night and they just knocked the hell out of these guys, and the cops just stood back for 2 hours and let it go on. And so I don't know. It'll be tougher when Trump is, it'll be tougher on him if Trump is president again, but I hope he is. But I don't think they're being treated. As time goes on, the patience is wearing thin. 844-500-4242. Christine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christine.
Well, I found it interesting attending a Connecticut State Board of Education meeting and giving public testimony where there's a lot of school superintendents and high-ranking officials, and there was zero mention of what was going on in our colleges and universities, and yet some of these kids that are supposed to teach will be leaving for college in 3 months. I thought this was absolutely insane.
Well, I mean, nothing's going on at UConn, is it, Christine?
Yeah, they had their share of the protesters.
Yeah, but it's not out of control like it is at other places.
They kind of put the squash on that, but Yale got out of control the other day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm going to give Yale a pass just because they brought back the SATs, Christine. You know? I mean, you know what? But so did Dartmouth, and Dartmouth has had no problems whatsoever. That Dartmouth has had the same amount of problems as Boston College, which is none. I'm glad. I think that's the sign of a good school. Thanks for the call, Christine. 508, you're way off. Administration, faculty, and punks are on the same team. Yeah, they are, but the administration and the faculty know which side their bread's buttered on, and the alumni have had it with this stuff. I mean, look at Bob Kraft most recently at Columbia last week, and Leon Cooperman, another billionaire from Columbia, and all those guys from Harvard and Penn who've stopped giving. I mean, they don't want to kill the golden goose. So you're right. I mean, I think they're overall sympathetic, and they know no one's getting an education anyway at any of these schools. So it doesn't really matter if they're in class or not. But if they're not on the faculty anymore, they're going to have to go out and get real jobs and work, and that's just not in the cards for most of these people. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie. Yeah, my daughter's about to graduate. I think I talked to you the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy that she's busy with an internship and she has a job and she graduates. But I got the letter from the president and they're talking about we're trying to find an equitable solution to the problem on, you know, it's like they can't even address it. There's so
Fordham had the equitable solution this afternoon, Johnny. Columbia had it this morning. That's the equitable solution. Bring in the cops.
You get one of them the Massport fire trucks that has the water cannon. And you just drive that in. I don't think one of those REI tents is going to stand up to a, you know, couple.
Well, Johnny, I read that the hippies were at Tufts were saying, well, if you move on us, we're not going to go to the commencement. So what? Who cares?
I hope so, because I don't want to be there anyway. It's going to be like 4 hours of listening to some nimwit yapping about something I don't care about.
Yeah.
You know, telling me that I'm wrong because I'm a white man. But I tell you what, my daughter's done. And so the bills aren't coming for me. No more money to Tufts.
Yeah. No, I see. I know exactly what you mean. You know, I never gave money to UNC. I figured I worked I had a job in North Carolina for 4 years after I got out of college. So I figured I paid my tax dollars were going to UNC. So I didn't need to give them any money. But, you know, I feel more kindly towards the school now than I have in a long, long time. Thanks for the call, Johnny. 844-500-4242, 617. The only reason they're breaking up these protests now is because they're hurting the Democrats' chances in 2024. Just think, the same locations let BLM and Antifa domestic terrorists burn down entire city neighborhoods with no police intervention. This is all about a political reaction.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Vanquish. What a great word. Vanquish the radicals. 844-500-4242. So this is the UCLA Police Department. There was a Jewish mother of a student. And she was asking him what the hell was going on, and this is how the conversation unfolded. Cut 15.
They said because he's Jewish, he cannot enter that area, and that they won't issue him a wristband.
So that wasn't a university thing. That's probably the protesters that are out there.
Right. So are the protesters allowed to not allow a student who pays tuition access to their class in the library?
No, they're not allowed. But unfortunately, they have kind of taken over that little area right there.
Little area?
Is there any other entrance that your son can enter through?
No, they are barricading every area for him to get into. And you know, with all due respect, why is that even tolerated? Like, why should a Jewish kid have to go to another entrance?
Right.
It's I don't know if I'm going to say it's tolerated, but unfortunately the police are not intervening with that right now. And this is coming from the university, so if you had any questions or concern, you would take it with the university itself.
I know she's just a flak catcher. She's on 911, and she's, you know, she can't say anything else. But I mean, it is outrageous. I mean, so they have separate entrances, like the old days in 1938. And after you, pretty soon the separate entrances go away. You don't have any entrances except to a rail car. Cut 16.
If your son needs police assistance, and of course he can contact us.
So I'm calling and saying he needs police assistance to get into his class, that people aren't letting him into his class.
We're not forcing them to move out of the area. That's what, if he's getting attacked or he has a police concern, then yes. But the fact that it's just locked off, they're not intervening with that right now.
So if he physically gets attacked, at that point we should contact you.
All I'm saying is we're not blocking the entrances.
So you're allowing the protesters to block the Jewish students from
I'm
going.
I'm not allowing it.
Yeah.
The school is, the school is saying that they will not be removed at this time.
Okay.
So the PD is saying it's the school's call, and across the continent at George Washington University, the school is saying it's the cop's call not to go in, but everybody's pointing the finger at everybody else. It's like Chaz, right? And what was it, Portland or Seattle, the free zone where they were killing black people randomly. And the cops weren't going in, and then they had a police station or a fire station in there, and they blocked that, and they were trying to burn it down. This is a Jewish student stopped at the anti-Semitic student blockade at UCLA, cut 17.
I mean no harm. I'm just standing here, just showing you guys how pointless your blockade is. I got in through the other entrance, and now I'm standing here. You guys want to prevent Jewish students from entering? Fine. Yeah, of course I'm Zionist. Okay, so you don't let Zionists in the library that I pay tuition?
Yeah, that's 617 talking about Dartmouth. It's a long ride hitchhiking for the professional bums to get to Hanover. Maybe that's it. UMass Dartmouth students are too busy partying to protest. I'm a STEM student at UMaine. There was a little rally going on when I was walking to a final exam, but they were gone by the time I left. I'd be irate if they disrupted my finals my junior year of a program I've worked my heart out for. That their cause would get no sympathy. But see, the thing is, this is a plus for them because it stops the exams. They don't want to take exams. Not that the exams mean anything for all of these fake majors that they're taking. But that's, you know, like, how would you like it if your parents paid like 70, 80, 90,000 bucks to go to Columbia University and your graduate assistant who was teaching the class was Johanna King Slutsky? Yikes. 844-500-4242. 508. Let me guess who that mom caller votes for. Maybe you should say voted for. I think she seems pretty angry about now, but I'll bet you're right about 2020. She didn't like Orange Man bad. She didn't like those mean tweets. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. Howie Carr is back.
Wouldn't the later Elvis be more appropriate? Jailhouse Rock for many of the students at CCNY, Columbia, UCLA, now Fordham. 844-500-4242. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert. You there, Robert? Lost him. Yep. Oh, go there. Oh. Jim, you're next. Sorry about that, Robert. We lost you at the end. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, how you doing, Howie?
Hi.
I heard earlier that at UCLA they were demanding that the Jewish students identify themselves in some manner. And if I was a Jewish student and I was going to that school, I'd fashion myself a yellow star and I'd wear it on my chest.
I know. You know, it's just so outrageous what's going on. I mean, that's on top of everything else, Jim. I mean, it's bad one way or the other, but that's a public school, right? University of California at Los Angeles.
Well, I think that identification would fit the bill and show everybody exactly what was going on.
Yeah. I mean, isn't this a discrimination? I mean, it's, isn't it a federal crime to discriminate against people of any different race, color, creed, gender, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, what more is this? They're not letting them in because of their religion? It's, yeah. But again, it's like the 911 operator was saying. They're just, you know, they know it's wrong, but they're not going to do anything about it. They've been told not to because it's bad for Democrats, I guess. And now they're saying it's so bad for the Democrats, they've decided to stop the riots. Thanks for the call, Jim. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Howie? I'm a retired member of the IBEW, and
yes.
I'm looking on the AFL-CIO website, and I don't see a goddamn thing about Jewish students being discriminated against.
Are you shocked, Tom?
Okay?
You can't be shocked by that.
No. You know something? I'm sorry. This is not the AFL-CIO that I joined back in the early 80s of where I stuck my neck out on a non-union job to organize a union in my workplace. And these overpaid political hacks, I repeat, overpaid political hacks have no testicles whatsoever to say, wait a minute, we're discriminating against people for their religious beliefs, and unions always stood up for that.
Right.
So you know something? I can't repeat what I want to say on air.
Hey, look at all the Jewish leaders. You know, Samuel Gompers, David Dubinsky. George Meany was Irish, but he was from the Bronx. You think he would have put up with any of this crap, Tom?
Of course not. Of course not. Okay?
Yeah.
And I am so goddamn angry right now, and I don't need some $300,000 a year pinky ring union thug who doesn't have the balls to say, you know something? Anti-Semitism is wrong.
You're right. You're right, Tom. But you know what? They don't care. And I mean, the head of the UAW, they endorsed Biden, even though he said the majority of union members were going to vote for Trump just because Trump doesn't want them to lose their jobs, unlike Biden. They know Biden would kill the union, and they don't care. They're still for him. Thanks for the call, Tom. 844-500-4242. We'll keep going with this in the next segment. I got some illegal aliens in the news too. I don't want to leave the illegal aliens out. Trump's right about that. They are trying to take the focus off the southern border and the crime wave. So we'll try to get some. There've been some more horrific crimes. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.